Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, January 16th. On yesterday's newscast, we reported that Russell Stover Chocolates announced that it will close its Montrose facility by the year 2021. In response to that announcement, the City of Montrose announced in a press release Wednesday that it has created a quick response team to address the impact on the Montrose community. The city received notice from Russell Stover corporate offices early Tuesday morning, and by 11 a.m., the quick response team was created. Led by City Manager Bill Bell, the City of Montrose put together the team comprised of representatives from the City, Montrose County, Colorado Workforce Center, Montrose Economic Development Corporation, Region 10, and the City's Development and Revitalization Team, known as DART. Discussions during the meeting centered around factors contributing to the factory's closure, possible next steps, and the importance of being proactive in supporting the factory's employees. Representatives from the Montrose Workforce Center, a division of the Colorado Department of Labor, said that they will be reaching out to Russell Stover to help with transition planning for approximately 400 employees. City Manager Bill Bell said that Russell Stover gave 15 months' notice, which helped tremendously. Bell also said, quote, "Montrose is a very resilient community with a strong economy. We will be working as a team to prepare for this transition while creating new business opportunities later this year," end quote. The team highlighted the importance of filling the very large facility as soon as possible after closure, and the importance of continuing job creation and business development efforts at the city and county level to help mitigate the impact on job loss over the next 12 to 24 months. The team reported that there will be more information regarding Russell Stover's transition from Montrose once it becomes available. Very few species are equipped to handle a hot and dry climate better than the desert tortoise. This ancient creature inhabits much of the harshest areas of the American Southwest. But with climate change making their home hotter and drier, how are they coping? To find out, Luke Runyon took a hike in the Mojave Desert.
The number one rule to remember when looking for desert tortoises, always watch where you're walking.
Ouch, that hurt. Ouch.
Or you'll end up with a chunk of Cholla cactus lodged in your shin and have to pull out its spines one by one.
Oh, my God!
That was really stuck in there.
Yeah.
And rule number two, have Todd Eskew as your guide, who, after a couple decades studying desert fauna, is able to laugh off a cactus attack.
There's a sheath that stays in you, and that makes it really itch and burn.
God. Eskew is a research ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey and a tortoise expert. We're hiking through a study area south of Las Vegas on the Nevada-California border. Tortoises are listed under the Endangered Species Act, and a place like this is meant to give researchers insight into the best ways to help their populations rebound. All the tortoises are tagged with radio transmitters. Eskew's colleague, Felicia Chen, holds a metal antenna in the air to find one tucked away in a burrow.
And so we can dial in that frequency on this receiver. Can I hear it beeping?
This is how tortoises spend most of their lives, a couple feet under the desert floor. They come out whenever it rains to drink, and in the spring and fall to eat and mate. Each burrow is marked with a rock and a number.
Because these are permanent study plots, they all have an address.
This is like 5679 Tortoise Lane, something like that.
The threats to tortoises are many, Eskew says. This stretch of prime habitat is also home to huge solar farms, a railroad, the interstate highway between Vegas and Los Angeles, and a few casino resorts.
It's very useful for humans as well as it is for the wildlife, and it has created some conflict in the conservation and development world where people have had to come together and make agreements on what are we going to allow in these areas?
That's the short-term challenge for tortoises, figuring out how to keep them from being displaced and their habitat fractured. One strategy is to simply relocate tortoises to make room for massive solar arrays and other development. But climate change presents an existential threat for the long term.
So if we have hotter temperatures and less rainfall, first of all, they're not going to get a drink as often.
Tortoises have evolved to withstand water scarcity, Eskew says. But even they have a breaking point. In the last decade, nearby Las Vegas set new records for hot and dry weather. And climate models have shown the likelihood of so-called mega droughts to increase in the coming decades.
If we just have long droughts, we're going to start seeing populations blink out in one valley or another.
Another climate change-related problem comes from how tortoises reproduce. Their sex is assigned based on the incubation temperature of their eggs. Too hot or too cold, and you can have a whole set of baby tortoises come out as all male or all female.
What do you got?
After more than a mile of wandering, we come to a burrow with a radio-tagged tortoise inside. Eskew pulls out a small mirror to direct sunlight into the hole.
So I can see back there easily a meter.
Chen and Eskew move aside some brush so we can get a better look.
So you can see the entire tortoise, pretty much the entire side of it.
Can you see it?
Big one.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty tucked in there.
Mm-hmm.
Eskew says this tortoise likely came out after the last rainfall, 10 days before. It was the first rain in more than 100 days.
Once you start to learn about them and you see how harsh it is out here in the desert, your appreciation just keeps growing, I think.
Because, Eskew says, you get to see what they're up against. I'm Luke Runyon in the Mojave Desert.
And last today, according to the Associated Press, two United States agencies reported Wednesday that the decade that just ended was by far the hottest ever measured on Earth. Further, last year was the second warmest year on record. NASA scientist Gavin Schmidt and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported that the past decade had 8 of the 10 hottest years on record. The only other years in the top 10 were 2005 and 1998. They also calculated that 2019 was the second hottest year in the 140 years of record keeping. Several scientists predicted the coming years will be even hotter, knocking these years out of the record books. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, January 16th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.